What is good? This is Renegade X, and welcome to another episode of The Mind of a Renegade. The Mind of a Renegade is a podcast where I talk about certain things and show you my perspective on it and give my opinion about it. I know it's been a minute since I made a podcast, but I am here with the podcast today. So today's podcast will be about the INFJ personality. Now, I came across this because a friend of mine sent me a personality quiz. I took the personality quiz and I got the results. INFJ. That's my personality. So I did some research into that. I thank them for sending me that quiz because I actually learned some new things and read some stuff down. Now, the letters in INFJ means introversion, intuition, feeling, and judgment. Here are the main points that I've gathered in my information. INFJs are the rarest personality types of all. INFJs have a deep sense of idealism. They are sensitive, compassionate. They are also known as the advocate, or the counselor, or the idealist. INFJs can sense other people's feelings without visual cues. Thanks to this, they can gain deeper awareness about the situation. They will always look for a deeper meaning in everything. INFJs seek to understand a deeper meaning in everything, whether it be relationships, career, just anything. They look at life more profoundly, seeking what lies beneath the surface. INFJs are good listeners and loyal friends. Most people gravitate towards the INFJ due to their warm, positive, and optimistic nature. INFJs are called idealists for a reason. Their strong sense of idealism originates from their values and principles. They are very protective of their values and beliefs and are very opinionated. INFJs can be difficult to understand or connect with. Although they are compassionate, they are highly private individuals and will not reveal themselves if there is no judgment or negativity. INFJs also love to have intellectual conversations. They also prefer close bonds instead of casual connections. They might be shy and reserved, but they seek meaningful bonds with people. They build intimate relationships and close friendships that last a lifetime. INFJs are creative. Art is their way of expressing their thoughts and feelings, such as writing, drawing, dancing. Whatever it is, it will make them happy and fulfilled. And this comes back to the loyal and great friends thing, you could say. INFJs make the best counselors due to their warm and compassionate personality. People find it easier to share their problems and secrets to INFJs, and INFJs will give them helpful advice and proper guidance, and will keep their secrets. INFJs have a rich inner world. Although INFJs are usually shy and reserved, they can be rather humorous, mischievous, daring, and controversial. They have a fun, an imaginative inner world that allows them to explore new theories, ideas, possibilities, and connections. Helping others is an instinct for INFJs. One last fact, they often feel like they don't belong in this world. INFJs often have a hard time adjusting with others. Most people tend to misunderstand them due to their unique traits. This is why they often feel like outsiders, who are different from everyone around them. This is what makes them feel lonely. And actually, I may have another factor too. INFJs are major introverts. we don't want to be around like a huge crowd of people, since we're introverts. We like small groups, and at times if it's like a one-on-one conversation, that is fine as well. Sometimes we like to be alone as well, so we can recharge, be in our thoughts, just things like that. And that is the last fact I have for the INFJ. I will leave a link in the description to where I got this information from. When I started doing research about this INFJ stuff, it was like, man, this stuff really, it is really accurate to how I act and how my personality is. Like, I can really relate to some of this stuff on this list, especially the feeling of being an outsider, because I'm so different. I feel like I am different from other people and they cannot understand me. And definitely the part about the idealism, because I do have a lot of ideas. I am creative. I am also opinionated. But the thing is about that is that I really don't say my opinion unless someone asks me. So I'm not really much of a talker. More of a listener, just like he described in that list. But I really don't say much about my opinion, because nowadays you can't say an opinion without someone just want to argue with you. So it's like, bruh. But some people would say, hey man, it's your opinion, you should say what you want. Freedom of speech. This is a personal opinion right here, what I'm about to say. Freedom of speech is not the same as it used to be. Freedom of speech is dying. And why do I say that? It's because you cannot say certain things today like you could back then. If you said those things today, you'll get backlash and you'll get censored. And that's all I'm saying about that, is like I said, that's another topic for another day. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I feel like people aren't ready for what I have to say, which is another reason why I'm quiet. I just let people do what they gotta do. All I know is I gotta do what I have to do. And for the INFJs looking for deeper meaning in everything, that is also true. I also try to look for deeper meanings in everything. I try to look for the truth in everything. And for the INFJs being good counselors and listeners and stuff, I try my best to help people and give them good advice when I can. If someone wants to ask me about something, I really don't get much questions about things like that. But I'll tell you guys this, for those that don't know, I am studying psychology and philosophy. The thing about that is that it's going to be a life lesson. It's not easily going to be a thing I can just learn overnight, so I'm constantly going to keep learning it as more time passes. And now that I think about it, about the INFJ's natural instinct is to help people, that may be a reason why I am a support man in video games. But me, who knows? Just a possibility, just thinking about it. But it makes sense though. But anyway, that is it for this podcast. Felt good making a podcast, haven't did it since last year. And expect more podcasts in the future. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.